How many times have you heard these words? Come on, it's for a good cause. You know, like the elementary school teacher who takes a water balloon in the face for literacy. That's the spirit, we cheer, because sometimes you've got to go out on a limb to inspire people to action, to get things done. But what if someone asked you to smoke cigarettes to fight world hunger, or toss motor oil in a lake to help cure diabetes? So there are bad ways to call attention and funding to a cause. Water in face, good. Motor oil in lake, bad. Yet more and more these days, our causes are tangled up in elaborate marketing schemes that muddy the moral waters of both charity and activism. Recently, on a 95-degree ozone alert day, my local news reported that area residents could brave the hot weather, not to mention the respiratory damage, and test drive a BMW for a good cause. Without the slightest bit of irony in her voice, the anchor segued from a story about the dangers of ozone to a story about the joys of driving, the very thing that leads to ozone on a hot day. With what they call the Ultimate Drive campaign, BMW has helped the Susan G. Komen Foundation raise over $3 million, a dollar a mile, for the fight against breast cancer. That's a lot of carbon monoxide for breast cancer. Collaboration, cooperation, call it what you will. But the You Scratch My Back, I'll Scratch Yours fundraiser is hot. Big corporations draw big money for worthy causes, and worthy causes draw favorable publicity for big corporations. But what if those big names are at cross purposes with the fundraiser's end goal, or even at cross purposes with other worthy efforts? If good health is a goal, for instance, it hardly makes good sense to ask people to drive on ozone alert days, even if the car is a BMW. The Komen Foundation also sponsors walks and runs, far more appropriate activities considering the cause. Nobody wants to see environmentalists or asthmatics duke it out with breast cancer patients, but it's time for organizations to fundraise with an eye toward more than just money. Innovation and creativity are great, but when the public is asked to participate in an activity, it ought to be a positive one. Now, I'm waiting for someone to ask me to drink margaritas. For world peace, of course.